Number 5-7, you ready?
Number 97?
97. Shh. Hey. Easy, easy. Ready?
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're now listening to Rot Pod, ROTPOD. It's myself, Mr. B, and by my side on the other end of the table in the Rot Pod studios is Mr. A. How's it going, Mr. A?
What up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Number 97, buddy.
97.
Almost to 100.
Oh, the big one. Double O.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, we're here in ABQ 505, New Mexico. Just if you're wondering, listeners outside of this state, doing good here in New Mexico, right, buddy?
Good.
Let me check one thing real quick. Weather in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
It's 58 degrees and clear in Albuquerque.
58 degrees, buddy. It's tight, yo. Nice and cool. It's not real cold, honestly. It's like just right, nice and cool.
Yep, just right.
Yep. Tomorrow's gonna be a high of 79. And a low of 52 tomorrow.
Ooh, snap. Yeah, speaking of cool, this morning was actually pretty cold for some reason. I got really chilly and I had to put on two jackets, like one of those regular, like a small sweater type jacket.
Yeah.
And then my regular zip up hoodie jacket. I don't know what it was, man. This morning I was chilling. I was freezing balls like crazy. Yep.
Were you freezing peggle balls?
Yep. All them peggle balls of mine were frozen up.
Oh, Sid. Yes, sir. Okay, at the beginning and end of the podcast, I'm trying to do a Google question. You ready for the first question?
First question.
Who is Will Ferrell?
According to Wikipedia, John William Ferrell is an American comedian, impressionist, actor, and filmmaker.
Yeah. And adding a little something from the beginning and to the end of the podcast, you know, just like asking Google something and see what Google answers with.
Yep.
And if any of the listeners want to send in anything, just message whatever and get it to us and we'll say it on the podcast.
You got any curious thoughts running through your mind?
Yep. Or if you have anything funny that Google responds to that is crazy or funny.
Crazy or funny.
Yep. I hear some rappers in your back. What are you eating, buddy?
Rappers. M&M's, brother. Fun size.
M&M's?
Yep. M&M's.
You said the fun size, so those are the real small ones, huh?
Yep. It's all...
Is it all delicious and good and whatnot?
It's all yummy and delicious all up in my mouth.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh! Speaking of crazy, let me say this real quick. I was all cracking up, but I was kind of disgusted, too. There was this police report earlier. There's a 60-year-old man showing his genitals to a group of neighbors and their children after yelling homophobic slurs on Saturday night.
Crazy guy.
That is crazy, man. It's like, his last name Brewer, and he was charged with aggravated incident exposure and booked into the county jail on a $10,000 bail.
$10,000 for that?
Yep. That's why you keep it in your pants, old man.
Yo, old man, old guy.
Nobody wants to see them old balls.
Is that here in Albuquerque?
Yep.
Man, watch out for that dude. Well, he's in jail now, so.
Yep, not unless someone paid his $10,000.
I wouldn't pay $10.
I don't even pay 10 pennies.
I don't even know the guy.
What are you talking about, man?
I don't know. Cool. Yeah, another story here in Albuquerque is New Mexico health clinics and hospitals are preparing for Ebola just in case.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Obama is sending urgent care to any hospitals that come in contact with Ebola.
Yeah.
Like intensive care or something.
Intensive care, yep. So
yeah, they're also sending, 500 United States troopers out there to go on a 9-month program to help clear up the Ebola disease.
Really?
Yeah.
Out in Africa?
Yeah.
It's crazy, yo.
500 of our soldiers, yep, they're going in full body suits, hand gloves, booty covers, masks, and everything, the whole 9 yards, to be on a 9-month program to help cure it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the stories tonight is Mark Zuckerberg. He's going to be donating $25 million to help cure the Ebola.
Just like that. All these movies, actors and artists and all these celebrities, they should just combine and bust out their paycheck books and just get together and, you know what? Kabloom!
Yep. I think they were saying that they were estimating that they need around 100 million.
Oh. So, yeah, every single actor, actress, rapper, hip-hop artist, NBA player, stars, they should all get together and send in like
a million, 50,000. Yeah, 50,000 or even a million, huh?
Yeah.
Or 100,000.
Probably won't even make a dent in their paychecks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying that they...
Like how many celebrities are out there just within 100,000 per celebrity? They'll probably have more than 25 million for nothing.
Yep. Let's see. Let me try something real quick.
You try it, brother.
1 billion divided by 50,000.
The answer is 20,000.
So it'd be 20,000 actresses, actors, celebrities, athletes. And it'd take 20,000 of them if they contribute 50,000 each.
Oh, man. That's it? I'm pretty sure there's more than that.
More than 20,000? More than 20,000 millionaires?
Yep.
Yep. 50,000.
Like Bill Gates alone should put in 1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, they're saying that they need 1 billion. They need to at least to be like equipment for the care centers, training the people, generators, transport labs, tracing Ebola wherever it's at. Safe burials and other stuff that they need to help contribute to keep to have the World Health Organization to help them fight.
Oh yeah, all these. Remember that list a couple episodes ago? The top 400 richest people in America or in the world?
Yeah.
Man, those guys should donate some money, like stacks of cash and stacks of briefcases of $100 bills, straight up.
And I bet those top 400 people are like billionaires and like high millionaires, you know?
Yeah, billionaires. Even if it's barely $1 billion, shit, you're still a billionaire, brother.
Yeah. So.
Like, what does it matter, $100,000, when you're a billionaire?
Yep.
It's like a dollar bill out of your pocket.
That's right, buddy.
Not even that. It's like a quarter out of your pocket. Come on, man. Just do it.
Just do it, man. Just do it. Yeah. But, here in New Mexico, they thought they had a Ebola case in Santa Fe, but it turns out that the person didn't have it. But the closest one here in Albuquerque was in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Here I was all telling one of my apartment complex managers that someone in Santa Fe has it.
No.
He's all freaking out. He's like, you should stop all the trains and put a roadblock from Santa Fe. Like, what?
Crazy.
What about all the people who work from here to there? What are we gonna do, man? That's funny though.
So
that's,
I guess,
crazy.
I guess if the doctor's coming with people, they're gonna ask him questions like if you traveled anywhere.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So they're just saying that if you do go to the hospital, don't be surprised that they're gonna ask you some traveling questions, and they're just asking for you to be honest with them.
No, I don't have Ebola. What are you trying to say?
No, just get real mad. Huh?
That's crazy.
Crazy, yo. And another one. APS to offer free flu shots at nearly 100 schools here in Albuquerque. Nice. APS Albuquerque Public Schools. So you just got to look up your school or give them a call, see if they're going to do it.
Oh yeah.
And if they're gonna, if they are gonna do it, then your child must fill out a consent form for them to get a free shot.
Free shot. Yeah. Speaking of schools.
Free shot like this. Oh, not that kind of shot. Sorry.
Oh, damn, why did I go so violent? You straight up kill it, man. You getting ready for them zombie hunts?
Too much Walking Dead. Speaking of Walking Dead, did you start?
No, last night when I got off the rock pod, I was like, I better not, man. It's already 12 o'clock. I was already feeling kind of tired anyway.
Oh, all right.
But... For sure. It's just now probably about 10:30 when I get off of here, and I'm definitely going to try hitting start it for show.
Hit it up, yo.
Hitting that for show. Oh, shit. But anyway, speaking of the high schools, the top five largest APS high schools have now hit the dropout rates. Highland at number one of 106 dropout last year. And then Manzano at number two, 102. Del Norte at 79. Rio Grande at 68, and West Mesa at 60.
Oh, Sid. Come on, kids, stay in school.
Yeah, man, just stay in school. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
That's ridiculous, though.
It's ridonkulous.
That's so ridiculouslessness.
Yep, that's crazy, though. Dropout rates need to go down.
Yep.
Down, down, down.
Snotty little brats.
What's going to the balloon fiesta? That's why the Albuquerque traffic people were they're now studying the traffic woes that happened during Balloon Fiesta.
Oh yeah.
They want to get ready for next year.
They want to be prepared. They gotta get better.
Gotta get better and better. So yeah, they're just reviewing and looking over the traffic patterns and where everything was heavy, and also the parking too. Trying to make it
a lot easier.
Yep. And plus next year
more flowing.
Get it to flow. Like flow from Geico.
Flow from Geico.
Yep. And plus next year, the interchange, the Paseo I-25, Paseo and Jefferson should be finished next year. So it'll be much, much better next year.
Oh, nice. I can't wait to check out that bridge. My younger brother, he was checking it out. Not check it out. He was working on that bridge right now.
Is he working right now?
And he might be, because he had a couple of late shifts lately. The past couple of days, he's been going on and off all day long.
Cool. What up, Mr. A's brother? Listen to the Rot Pod. Keep it going.
What up, young blood?
What up, young Mr. A, brother?
Mr. A's young blood.
Mr. A, young blood. Men arrested for smuggling cocaine inside an Xbox in Pennsylvania. Four men.
Mad for you, bro.
1,100 grams of cocaine inside an original Microsoft Xbox.
Damn.
And the only reason why they got caught was an undercover agent was with them.
Sucker.
And all that was valued over 100 G's, buddy.
Damn. That's cray cray, man.
Cray cray LaFay.
Straight up cray cray.
Who says that?
It's at least it's not as intense as this one lady I was reading about. She beats her daughter with a mirror, police says.
A what?
A mirror? A 16-year-old girl called the police. Yeah, a mirror. She calls the cops on her mom and said that she was being choked, punched, and smashed against a mirror into her arms and legs after fighting about who could use the bathroom next.
What?
Yeah, the 16-year-old girl was dyeing her hair, and she wanted to rinse it out, but her mom was in the bathroom injecting heroin, I guess. She told the cops. But after that, the mom started yelling at the girl and pushes her into the bedroom. But once the girl got loose and she ended up running into the bathroom, the mom started choking her and holding her down between the shower and toilet before pulling her to the ground by her hair. And just started punching the girl in the face and shattered a hallway mirror by hitting her in the arms and legs with it.
Oh, Sid.
I was like, what? Help me!
Finish her. Cool.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That's cray cray, man.
Yes, sir.
You got me to say cray cray now.
Yeah.
No, I'll no. See it. Skype launches video messaging app called Skype Quick.
Skype Quick.
So since Microsoft bought Quick a few years ago, and Microsoft owns Skype, they thought they'd put them together and see what they can make. And it's sort of like a Snapchat type app where you send small videos to a person. Then after a while, after a few seconds, then the video erases.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to use that app, that Snapchat app.
Oh, okay. So yeah, this one's a video though. Then it's just, you just send short video clips to whoever.
Oh yeah, well that Snapchat was like that too. You could send short videos because my girlfriend's nephews used to use that a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? They're all Snapchat, but what do you do on that? You chat with the different people, you chat with your friends, or what? Oh, no. I mean, you can, but you can also send pictures and you can send them short videos. Of course, like getting it during my nephew's showing you.
Sorry, buddy, but I couldn't. You were sounding like a robot.
The whole time I was talking.
Yeah, the whole time you were talking.
Oh, boo.
So watch, after this episode is over, go forward maybe like 15 minutes. Then you'll hear your robot voice. But I think one thing you were trying to say was that they did, Snapchat does do a little bit of video, right?
Yeah. Oh, snap. I guess Snapchat doesn't want us to talk about it because
you're talking about
yourself.
That's right, man.
Oh.
Busted.
You've been caught.
Vine brings its attention span challenge videos to Xbox One. So now Xbox One people, you get to download Vine and look at all their wonderful short video clips.
Is it just for Xbox One?
Xbox One, yes.
Damn, I like watching Vine clips.
You like watching Vine clips?
Yes, sir.
Vine it, buddy, Vine it. I like it a lot. Yes, sir, yes, sir. NFL's highest paid player calls the Microsoft service knockoff iPads. Oh.
What?
So, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, he was using one of the Microsoft service tablets, and he didn't know what it was called. So when somebody asked him about it, since he didn't know what it was called, he just called it a iPad knockoff. He didn't even know, because in the back of the tablet case.
Uh-huh.
It says Surface on there too, so.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how he could say that or doesn't know that.
I don't know what it is. It just says Surface on the back. Well, that's good enough. Shoot.
Yo. Did you get to watch any football and see any players and holding the Microsoft Surface tablets?
No, I didn't.
Okay, yeah.
I just saw replays. I wasn't able to watch any highlight because on Sunday I was donating and I was in line while the game was going on and stuff, so I was like, boo. I'll just catch the highlights afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, through almost all the games, they showed players holding Surface tablets, just looking at the plays and stuff like that.
Oh, that's crazy how technology is being more active between players as far as sports and stuff.
Yeah. And just in case the listeners didn't get to get this from one of the previous episodes, the NFL got paid $400 million from Microsoft, so the Surface tablet will be the official, sort of like the official tablet of the NFL. So Microsoft is paying the NFL $400 million to have everybody use Microsoft Surface tablets.
Oh, it's not too bad.
So that's why that's everybody cool. has a Microsoft Surface tablet.
They should pay us to use something.
Yup. Well, one of these days, buddy, one of these days.
Well, moving along, chucking along, slowly but surely, huh?
Yep, just keep doing what we're doing. And we do this because we like it, so that's the number one thing.
We do it because we like it.
Do it. And one of the things I wanted to talk about just for a little bit was the PlayStation TV. It was released today.
Sure.
And the it says the size of it is almost, what is it? It's almost like a, it's almost the size of a little bit bigger than a credit card, it says.
That's it?
It's, I guess it's almost the size of a smartphone, just a regular smartphone.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah. a 4 to 5 inch smartphone.
Yeah, and then the height of it is just about as thick as a HDMI cable.
Oh, nice.
So the PlayStation TV,
that's awesome,
goes on sale today for just the box itself. It costs $100. But if you want to get $140, then you get a DualShock 3 gamepad, 8 gig memory card, and the Lego Movie video game for $140.
Cool.
So if you already get it, I think getting the $140 deal is the best one.
It's the best deal, yep. But for me personally, I'm still sticking with just $100. That's good enough.
Yep, yep. And like we said before, the PlayStation TV plays Vita, PS3, PS2, and then coming soon is the old PlayStation games also.
Oh yeah, didn't you say the? Oh, you already said PSP, so.
Yeah.
Cool.
A lucky one. Yeah. So the only thing that's on this box is a power button, Ethernet port, HDMI port, one USB, the PS Vita memory card slot, and a PS Vita game slot on the side.
Only listen a lot of things there, Mr. B.
Yep. So if you have, cool. you can buy PlayStation Vita games and then just pop them in through the side.
Yep.
That's a pretty good thing right there. Like if you don't have to buy a PS Vita now, you could just buy this, and if you like a PS Vita game that you like out there, just buy the card and just come home and pop it in through the side, and you'll start playing on your TV and your big screen.
So can I play like online with other players?
Yeah, it's this guy that did the first review. He said it's exactly like playing a Vita.
Oh, okay, cool. So that way I can play all these games with you. Don't you have a Vita?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And then one thing that it also works is it also works with your PS3 controller and your PS4 controller as well.
You just hook it up to the little device.
You just first use a cable to hook it up through the USB cable,
mm-hmm.
And then it syncs with the PlayStation TV. And then after that, you could disconnect the cable because it'll be connected to the PlayStation TV after that.
Oh yeah, wireless, those Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm getting more pumped and pumped. I'm gonna just go spend my laundry money on that right now.
And then there's some other things that it does too, like Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, and you could buy and rent games and TV and movies also.
If you buy a game, how much are regular size games, like total?
Like the price or size?
Like the size of the game, like storage space size wise.
Most of the PS3, they're I think maybe like around 7 to 15 gigs.
So if you buy a game, is that gonna? How does that work?
You're gonna have to buy a big enough memory card to put on the side. Remember that slot that I mentioned?
Oh, so. Like the biggest memory cards I've seen are 64 gigs.
64, yeah, for the PS Vita too.
Oh, okay, so that's so if you buy all kinds of games and it fills up that slot, that's as many as you can have.
Yeah, or you could buy a few memory cards and just swap them out.
Oh yeah, like put all the action games on one card, put all the racing cards on our racing games on another card, all the fighting games on another card.
That'd be pretty. That's a good idea. Or maybe put one like the family games on another card, huh?
Yep, so, all the dance moves on one card and all the shooting games on one card. Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I like it. I'm getting all pumped. My blood's rushing, man. I don't know what to do, man. I can't sit still now.
It's good. That's good, man. Yeah, I'm really excited for this, and I'm thinking about getting one. I don't know how soon, but I do want one. You could also, like I said, rent games, rent movies, and stuff like that. So the games you could do the PlayStation Now. You know how I said either you pay yearly or pay by the game.
That's cool, man. Hey, you know what?
What?
Christmas.
Yep, Christmas is coming. PlayStation TV, people.
You know where I live, bro.
Yep. And one more thing to talk about it. You can also play in another room over this. To you could also play your PS4 in a different room using this. It's the same if you have your PS4 in one room,
mm-hmm.
And you want to continue playing like in your other room, you could hook it up to connect to each other, and you could play in another room on the PlayStation TV while it's being streamed from the PS4 in another room.
Oh, so like your PlayStation TV is just like a wireless router thing, like?
Yeah.
So like if your PS4 or 3 is hooked up in the bedroom and your PlayStation TV is in the living room and the range is close enough, you can sync it together and play the game that you're playing in the bedroom on the living room TV?
Yes.
Oh, shit, man. I just got that together like
And on the PS3, it only streams a few games, the games that are compatible with it. But the PS4 is pretty much compatible with every game. Because I can do that with my PS Vita now. I can leave it in the game room and have the PS4 on, but turn off the TV. Then I could go like into the garage or into the room or somewhere else other than the PlayStation where the PS4 is at, and I could continue playing the game on my Vita in a different room. So it's the same thing like that.
Damn.
So this is
ridiculous, bro.
Yeah. So this I'm excited for, man. PS4 Remote Play is what it's called.
Oh, cool. I'm so pumped for that too, man. I like it a lot,
man.
It's so spectacular.
Spectacularistic?
So I like it a lot.
And I don't know if I mentioned, but you can rent and stream games from PS3, PS2, and PS Vita games.
Yeah, cool. Awesome, but we won't have time to play it because we should enter into this Marble Brewing Host Pumpkin Carving Contest tomorrow.
Marble Brewery is having a contest?
Yep, a pumpkin carving contest.
Tomorrow? Wednesday?
Tomorrow night. Yes, sir. It says you can bring your own pumpkin or buy one over there starting at 4:30 p.m.
Oh, and then you got to do it. You got to carve it on site?
Yeah, and there's going to be three different categories. Most marvelous, most scary, and most creative or artistic.
Artistically,
yep. But you can't bring your pre-carved creations to submit it. It's cheating, man.
How long do you know the time limit?
Let's see. Judging begins at 7 p.m. So I guess from 4:30 to 7.
Man, so you got like 2.5 hours, huh?
Yep, to carve your best.
Carve cool. Your best. Pretty good.
Yep, to do it.
Do it. Yeah, and we still got to get together for some pumpkin ale too, buddy.
Yeah, pumpkin ale. They serve that there too.
Pumpkin ale, Marble Brewery. Where you at? Hit us up.
What?
Next story. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Crazy story. New York City rats are infected with at least 18 new viruses, according to scientists.
Oh, Sid.
That's Sid crazy, buddy. 133 rats were captured from New York, and the scientists did studies on them, and they found over, what did I say, 18 new viruses, buddy. Oh, man. That's right, buddy. Crazy.
Yeah, straight up crazy, man. That's too cray cray for my eyes, for my ears. That's crazy though. 18 new viruses.
Yep.
They're just filling them up with all kinds of different juices. Just kidding, man.
On a better note, Ampy Gadget, AMPY. It's a motion powered backup battery. You put this little dongle in your pocket, or you wrap it around your ankle, put it on your arm, put it in your bag, put it in your purse, wherever. And when you're moving with it, the kinetic energy starts charging the battery that's inside it.
Oh, cool. Yeah, non-stop power energy?
Non-stop power, yep. So if you're walking, it'll take a long time to power it up just because you're not moving fast.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're running or moving at a fast pace, then this little gadget will power up faster.
Cool. And what is the little device thing you use for?
To charge whatever, your phone or whatever has a USB on the side.
Oh, snid.
Yep,
or shit.
See, you did say snid.
No, man. No, I was kidding. Yeah, I re-listened to it, and I sneezed.
And this battery has 1,000 milliamps, so it's not a lot, but at least 1,000 milliamps will be able to put a few hours on your device.
That's better than nothing. Keep you going long enough to reach a charging.
Yep. And they said if you want to cheat, you could put on your dog, so your dog does all the work.
Sucker.
And if you want to be even more lazy, there's also a USB port on the side where you could plug it into the wall and charge it too.
What a lazy punk.
So this would be good, like if you're hiking or running or whatever. Just to keep your battery charged. Now that would be pretty good, huh?
Yep, that would be pretty good. I'd use it. That's awesome. Because my battery, I don't know why, but it goes down pretty quick on my phone. It's a cheap battery, I guess, or something.
So this is
all musical music.
Yep. So this is maybe if you're a marathon runner or something like that, and you don't want to carry like a solar power or something like that. Put this on your body and connect it to your phone. Then your phone will stay charged no matter throughout the whole run, because you're running kinetic energy will keep this thing charged and it'll charge your battery.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome. Non-stop power.
Non-stop, buddy.
You'd have to give your phone a break though.
What's that?
I said, wouldn't you have to give your phone a break? Like, I don't know, because like your phone is just like a computer. If you keep it on too long, it starts to heat up and warm up, and keep it on for a long period of time, wouldn't it do something to it? Or not really?
Not really, no.
Because it's not using too many programs or what?
No, you mean just keeping it on all the time?
Yeah, like if you never let it die out.
If you never let it die out, then nothing will happen to the phone, but you'll be damaging your battery.
Oh,
that's about it.
Because normally I would, like when I'm going to sleep, because my little girl, she wakes up here and there throughout the morning, and I would turn my phone off just so that way it doesn't stay on all night, like staying on standby or something. Like shut it off and power it down, just like I would a computer. I mean, when I'm not using it, I turn it off, I shut it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can keep it on and nothing will happen.
Oh, you keep my phone off from now on, then.
Yes, sir. Do it, buddy.
I'm never going to let it die.
Like mine, I keep my phone from the evening to the morning. I keep it plugged in and it's on all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't lose energy, or it doesn't drain it out? Like your battery doesn't lose like the power, the juices or whatever in it from being charging all day?
No, nothing.
Oh, because when I plug in my phone and when it's done charging, it says unplug phone to save power.
Oh yeah. Because the smartphone has a chip inside it. When it's charged, it shuts off the power to keep it from charging. And then when the phone battery, excuse me, my throat is a little bit dry. And then when the phone battery loses a little bit of power, then that chip senses it, so then it lets it charge again.
Oh, okay, like how your fan belt on your motor vehicle, the sensor turns it on automatically when it starts to get too hot. A certain temperature, it'll turn it on, kick on by itself.
Yeah, sort of the same thing.
Something like that.
Yep, yep.
Well, I didn't know that, because, I don't know, just when I stopped thinking, like, overheating your phone or something, turning it off every rest.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, there's no problem with doing that.
Cool.
And this little Ampi gadget's going to be $85, buddy.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
It's like those, like a solar power thing, majig, but not really solar.
Yep.
All you got to do is get more exercise if you want more power.
Yes, sir.
Stop being lazy.
Get up and lazy.
Just do it.
Do it. Do it.
Just do it. Do it.
Last story of the evening. It's a pretty good story. 3D printed heart saves baby's life.
Oh, Sid. Sid.
Oh, Sid.
Man, those 3D printings are, that's crazy.
Yep. Doctors have saved
a life. Back in the day.
Back in the day?
Go ahead, man.
Doctors have saved the life of a newborn baby with the aid of a 3D printed model that helped them plan his heart surgery. So after 1 week after the surgery, the baby's doing good and healthy and everything.
It's awesome.
It's the future, man.
The future. That's his first seen a big thing back in the day, like a couple years ago, and they're saying they're gonna. It wasn't a good idea because once the black market gets their hands on it, they're gonna start 3D printing ammunition and all types of guns and whatnot, and starting to sell those and go into a big old threat or something. I was like, that's
what?
I don't know, that was crazy.
It's crazy, what? Buddy.
Is you crazy?
Is you crazy?
No!
Whoa,
okay. Sorry to assume.
Sorry, Google.
Shoot.
We caught Google on their bad side.
Oh, you did, especially that one day, remember? Where is Qatar located?
Asking him too much questions. You ask him too much questions and they're going to get mad at you and they're going to say this to you.
No!
Oh, man, that's too funny, man. Too funny.
Alaka Allah.
49ers.
The 49ers beat the Rams 31-17. They are playing the Broncos on Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
Ooh. Who else?
Broncos.
Green Bay Packers.
The Packers beat the Dolphins 27-24. They are playing the Panthers on Sunday at 11 a.m.
Ooh. Oh, that was a good game. Did you see that game?
Arizona Cardinals.
Wait, cut me off.
The Cardinals beat the Redskins 30-20. They are playing the Raiders on Sunday at 2:25 p.m.
Oh, they beat them 30-20.
That was a good game too. They just dominated. I thought the Redskins were going to take it. I was like, oh snap! And then leading into the second half from halftime, they made a touchdown, wide open touchdown too, out of nowhere. It's like, yeah. Momentum just carried on, and they nailed it.
Did you scream?
I was like, yes, that's my team, yes.
Yeah. Cool. All right, Mr. A.
No, I didn't say it like that.
I heard you.
That's my boys right there. That's
I recorded it, buddy. It's on the interwebs right now. Yup. Cool. All right, Mr. A. Do you have a question for Google?
The benchmark for Albuquerque.
Benchmark? What is the benchmark for Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Here is benchmark wood floors.
What
did you mean by benchmark?
Like the elevation from sea level.
Is that what it's called? Like benchmark?
Yeah, go find the benchmark. The benchmark will
elevation tell you. Of Albuquerque, New Mexico. What? Nothing comes up. There's a thing that comes up was Adobe Needle Bed and Breakfast.
It's telling you to go eat some.
Eat. Google's hungry.
Oh, that's funny.
Since it brought this up. Adobe Needle Bed and Breakfast. Average stars 4.8 stars out of 5. It's located on 1124 Major Avenue, Northwest Albuquerque, New Mexico. Phone number is 344-1310. And here are 3 reviews. The rooms are so comfortable and the jetted tub in each room is the best.
It's the best.
Next review. The Adobe Needle is a great place to stay. And the last review. Wonderful place, perfect host, yummy breakfast.
Oh shit!
So that's what cool. Google. So that's what Google gave us, buddy. Elevation of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Adobe Needle Bed and Breakfast.
Oh, you know what is a good place to eat at? Big Chow's. Have you ate there?
Big Chow. I know that guy.
Yeah.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, delicious. It's 4 stars out of 5, brother.
What?
Yes, sir. They have these. Remember how packed ho-hos give you?
Yeah.
They pack that much with just fried rice for only, $4.99.
That's pretty cool, buddy.
Chicken fried rice, $6.99. But, dude, it is so worth it. It tastes delicious. Me and my girls, we got hooked on it, and we ate it 1 week straight, pretty much. And then the following week, we tried to go back to ho-hos, and...
It was nothing?
Oh, ho-hos was nasty.
Whoa, easy.
It was really nasty, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. My eyes got watery just thinking about ho-hos.
Ho-ho-who?
Ho-ho?
Who?
Ho-ho.
Big Chow.
Uh-oh. But yeah, bro. But Big Chow's, guys, check it out. Delicious.
Big Chow, you hear us? Sponsor the Rot Pod. We got you back.
Yes, sir. I gave you 5 Rot Pod stars out of 5.
Here, you got it, people. You got it. All right.
Here's a different question for Google instead of that one. Didn't work. What is the population of Albuquerque?
What is the population of Albuquerque, New Mexico?
The population of Albuquerque was 556,500 in 2013.
Yep.
I didn't know it was that much.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's not city.
And it shows a little thing right here. So Albuquerque is 556,000. Denver is around 650,000. And El Paso is around 675,000.
There, huh?
Yeah, just like maybe like 100,000 less than Denver.
And they got skyscrapers and whatnot too.
Yep.
They got Six Flags there.
Yep.
They got the Denver Broncos Stadium there.
Yep.
And yet we're only 100,000 off? Shoot.
Yep.
We should catch up to them.
We should catch up. Catch up and then get a stadium, get a Six Flags.
And get a water park and get a bigger water aquarium and a bigger zoo. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, sir. Cool, cool. All right, Mr. A. Another episode finished. It's always fun with you.
It's always fun, brother.
Yeah.
Talking tech. It never fails.
Talking tech, games, movies, and whatnot.
And whatnot.
And I guess one thing that we could ask for you listeners to do is maybe share the Rot Pod, please. Share the website. Share the podcast. Just share it any way you can. That'll be good.
Tell your friends and tell everybody.
Yep. Because maybe down the line we'll be throwing a few contests out there and you could be winning some game cards, gift cards, and whatnot. Right, Mr. A?
Yeah. All kinds of contests. You could win all kinds of things. You never know.
You never know. So we could be making an announcement like that. But for now, if you can, share the podcast. And like I said, even though... Mr. A's on board with me right now, but what I said with DJ problems was the podcast is always evolving, getting better, getting stronger, more people. So share the Rot Pod. Let's do this. Let's make this a good podcast to have everybody listen to. And Mr. B, Mr. A here, doing our thing.
Make it bigger.
Yep, yep.
Alrighty.
Bigger is better. Mr. A.
What's up, man?
Napoleon Dynamite or Team America?
Napoleon Dynamite or Team America? Team America.
Mr. A.
What's up?
Any last words for the Rot Pod listeners in Rot Pod land?
Don't let someone dim your light simply because it's shining down in their eyes.
Word. All right.
All right.
Rot Pod.
Rot Pod. Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you tweak it out then?
Tweak it up, buddy. I didn't tweak that one.
Oh.
Maybe later.
Oh, okay. Are you still going to use that same one?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Cool, man.
Alrighty. Cool, cool. You ready for this home slice? Home buddy?
Couldn't keep my breath that long.
Oh,
my mouth is getting dry as well.
Oh,
I had to moisten it up.
Oh, Sid.
Oh, Sid, you done Sid it now.
Oh, Sid, yes, sir.